Good morning. Happy Halloween. I was having a little fun there, right? It's Halloween. Happy Halloween. I'm so silly. This is what I do. I press buttons while I'm waiting for my co-host to come on. Good morning. This is Karen Stacy. Thank you for jumping on. I know my co-host Danielle was doing 37 things before getting on here, so we're going to give her a few moments grace. Thank you for joining us. Good morning, DJ Casper. How are you? Casper, the friendly ghost. I hope you can make it to our party on the 11th. Would love to see you November 11th. It's Danielle's birthday, so we're throwing a birthday bash. It's actually we're gonna do a Scorpio birthday. So anybody, you know what? November, October, whoever's celebrating a birthday can come, and well, anybody can come, but we can celebrate your birthday on the 11th. So you guys got to come and have some fun. Happy Halloween to everybody that is tuning in right now. Is that you? Do I see you, Danielle?
I am here.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. What's going on? I was just sitting here wondering, did I buy enough candy? I always overbuy, and then I have candy forever. And this year, I think I underpurchased. I don't know.
I know the trials and tribulations, and you know, never ask me that question because I am in total, like, I always have too much of everything because I'm so nervous that I'm not going to have enough of people, with everything. So good morning. I see you guys jumping on. Oh, DJ Casper, you're going to come. Okay, great. I can't wait to see you. I'm glad you're coming. I'm sure you're bringing the beautiful misses as well. We're gonna have some fun on the 11th. For anybody that's not gonna, get here. I mean, Danielle's coming from Florida, so you
Hello.
guys
So
could.
if I can make it there, everybody can make it there. That's all
And not only that, but
I
remember that Friday, like if you're coming in for the weekend, that Friday is what is that, Veterans Day? That
Veterans Day,
Friday.
that is correct, yes.
Yeah, so people are off that Friday. So, do like Danielle and get on a plane on Thursday. Just saying. So for anybody that's like, what the hell is she talking about? We are doing what I was saying earlier. It's called a Scorpio birthday bash. And everybody's like, wait, but is it your birthday? Like, does it have to be my birthday? We're celebrating birthdays. We're celebrating October birthdays. We're celebrating November's birthdays. We'll celebrate December's birthdays. We don't care. We're celebrating everybody's birthday, but it just so happens that it is Danielle's birthday. So we are celebrating, and we're doing that at Fire and Oak, which is in Croton. All of the info is on all of my groups. It's from 11 to 12, 11 to 12. Hello, Karen. Use this math much? It's from 8 to 12. And we have a DJ May Day, and we also have a special guest DJ that's going to be doing a set, and we're going to be doing a raffle, and we're just going to have a lot of fun. So old school fun, old school music. If you're like 20 something years old, unless your parents raised you around that music, you may or may not enjoy yourselves, but we could show you how to have fun, right, Danielle?
Correct.
So come, you guys, 11-11, you got to be there. So thank you, guys. Danielle is your actual birthday. No, actually, Danielle's birthday is this weekend.
Yes, it is the 5th. I am
Yes.
a November 5 baby.
It is Danielle's birthday this weekend. So we do want to wish her a happy birthday. Because we are not going the next time we have the show, it'll be after her birthday. Oh, and DJ Casper's as brothers as well. Awesome.
On the
So
5th?
thank you. I guess so. I guess so. Yes,
Awesome.
there you
Then
go.
he has to be amazing. Is he amazing?
Oh, well, and then you got to bring him with you then
And
on
you
the
have to bring
11th.
him with you because he's like my birthday twin. He has
There
to
you
come.
go. Birthday twin. I met Danielle's twin On Saturday, actually, it was kind of funny. Anyway, I know they say everybody has a twin. So thank you guys for tuning in to WTF Let's Talk with Karen and Danielle. Today is Halloween. So first of all, if you guys are here, like, let me know you're here. Say hello. Hit those like buttons. Make sure you follow the show and tell all your friends about it. Share it out for me on Facebook or any platform you can. And so today we're talking about, do you like to get dressed up? Oh my God, DJ Casper, all Scorpios, Jesus Christ. do you like to get dressed up? So Danielle, I'll let you start the commenting on that one.
Okay. Oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm still stuck on the fact that they're all Scorpios. That must have been some house to grow up in. Listen,
you ain't kidding.
My dad was a Scorpio, may he rest in peace. And I have to tell you, my sisters are always like, you guys are just, we're just like extra on a whole different level. So, yes.
Yeah.
I'm interested in meeting all of you. Bring your sister, bring your brother. I love my Scorpios, my fellow Scorpios.
Bring the family.
Bring the family. It's a family affair. Do I like to dress up? You know, I would say that once upon a time I did, and I used to enjoy very much. Then, you know, kids come into play. So you kind of like, you take a little hiatus. I didn't get to dress up this year. I've been just doing stuff with the kids. They're teenagers now, so I gotta pay a little bit more attention. But I do. I really do. I love the change that it brings, and the mystery and the fun, you know, just that you guys can have, everybody can have with each other, because you kind of like step into a different world when you dress up. So yeah, I do. I do like to do it.
An alter ego?
What about
ego?
You, Karen? An alter ego, yes. Sometimes you can be nice and sometimes you can be not nice, depending on what you're wearing.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you know, I always loved Halloween, you know, and then like, so, you know, like you go in and out of it, right? So like, I always loved Halloween. And then, believe it or not, my husband was like a bah humbug when it came to that. So I would want to like dress up and do stuff, and he wasn't always so amenable. And then like after he had passed and, you know, I started going out and stuff, I really got into it. Like, you know, I got like all these great costumes and I had a lot of fun, dressing up. And yeah, I mean, it is different, you know, when you're a parent, obviously, and the kids, like, so you just said, you know, like your kids are teenagers, you have to do more. And it happened the reverse on my end, because my son is like, even today they have a parade at his school. So like, you know, all of us mothers are on the run today trying to make this all happen, right? So they do a parade and I'm like, well, you're going to bring your costume. He's like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm like, what do you mean you're not doing it? And he's like, yeah, I'm not doing it. But we have, you know, something to do after school. But, you know, I'm like, wait, what? You don't want to? Like, you know, and he's like kind of over it. So I don't know if he's over it, not over it. It was just strange to me. So like, are your kids all dressing up?
Yes, my kids are all dressing up. My son doesn't really want to dress up. He just wants to, he bought this lovely, and I use that word very loosely. He used this lovely dreadlock wig that he's going to be wearing today. It's interesting. Okay. You know, but that was like the beginning and the end of it. That's all he wanted to do. And he said, you know, he thinks it's fire. Mom, I look so great. Whatever. Okay, Dylan, if that's the look you wanted to go with this year. But you know, it's funny because I have family members, depending on what Dylan wants to dress up as. Last year, he wanted to dress up as a Mexican. He is Puerto Rican. All his friends call him Mexican. They tell him go back over the border. You know, these kids, the things that they say to each other is questionable. But, you know, they don't see malice in it. They think it's funny. I don't, but okay.
Likewise. But, you
know, right. This is what he wanted to dress up as. And when I tell you that, he was like, I mean, literally my family and my sisters all came out. I'm like, you can't do that. That's offensive. And this is this. And you're, you know, making fun of a national. And, you know, to see the difference in like, what, you know, I remember how we used to dress up as kids, like guys dress up as girls. We did this, we did that. Nobody cared. And now you have to like monitor every little thing
for fear politically of offending correct.
Somebody. So, you know, my kids are like, Mom, can I do this? Can I like do this, you know? So, you know, my daughters are dressing up and they've got a pile of friends from school and they're all dressing up alike in different shades, right? So they're all going to be exactly the same thing. Somebody's going to do it in purple. Somebody's going to do it in green. Somebody's going to do it in pink. It's bizarre to me, but okay. Listen, that's how kids are nowadays. And I just roll with it. I'm just there to be the chauffeur.
Yeah, so that was also like, so that's the thing too, right? So like, so with us, you know, one of, you know, my good friends, you know, my son is best friends with her daughter, and there we're doing like a whole get together, and we do like trick or treating in her neighborhood. And, you know, the adults get dressed up. Like DJ Casper was saying, the adults have more fun wearing costumes than the kids. And so, like, it's funny because I, like, on Halloween to go trick-or-treating, you know, I'm like, I don't get as involved, right? I went to my girlfriend had a party 2 weeks ago, and I dressed up. So it was supposed to be a celebrity. A zombie celebrity. So I'm like, I don't know. Like sometimes I can't think straight, right? So my son is like, Ma, you got to be the nanny. And I'm like, oh my God. Yeah, you're right. And I'm like, wait, my wardrobe is hers, you know, the voice is hers. And I'm like, I have a wig I could tease up and do that. I'm like, this is like easy. And I had so much fun doing it because it was like me. But like when you go trick or treating and you're walking around, and now, of course, in New York, it's freezing today. It's like 50 degrees, although the sun is out, thank God. But by the time we go trick or treating, it's going to be, you know, like 40 something degrees. So when you have to wear a jacket, it ruins the whole outfit unless you plan it accordingly.
Correct.
So now I'm like, so I have like, this tiger kind of like onesie pajama thing that I wear sometimes to go trick or treat. And so I'm saying to myself, should I put something together and wear it? Like, am I feeling it? Am I not feeling it? And like my girlfriend whose house we're going to, they have like every costume, you know, like those blow up things and all of that stuff. Like they're crazy. So I'm like, I don't know if I feel like doing it or not, you know? And this is crazy. Like, it's so, I don't know, like, you have to, like, get in the swing of things, right? And I think, like DJ Casper was saying, like, you know, when it's, like, adults and everybody's doing it. But, you know, I feel like it's for the kids. Like, I don't know, you know. So you're not dressing up at all, Danielle?
No, you know, because we weren't going to go out on Halloween, and, you know, I sat back and I said, okay, we looked at the costumes. Jay and I were all for it in the beginning of the month. And then I was like, why the hell am I going to spend like $150, $200 on costumes that we're going to wear for like, what, 2-3 hours to hand out candy? So no, we're not doing it.
Yeah, no, I mean, it makes sense. That's why I'm saying it's like, it's got to be something user-friendly. Wait, what did GJ Casper said? I dressed up as Jam Master Jay. I know, I saw you. And my wife was Spinderella. You guys from Salt and Pepper. You guys did look great.
I love it.
Pictures. I showed pics to individuals and I got the whole, but they are black. Never thought you couldn't be anybody because of color. Well, sadly, that goes back to what Danielle was just saying a few minutes ago, right? Like with the political correctness, like you can't. It's so ridiculous. You know, it's just having fun and you can't even have fun anymore.
No, you can't. It's terrible. And I really wanted to dress up this year and go out and have some fun, but you know, I don't know. And then some of these costumes, I mean, it's couples costumes are very hard to figure out. And then some of these costumes are like, why even bother to wear clothes? So, you know, you have to
well, that's like, you know, part B of this conversation, right? But It's really like it's true though, because well, see, I just need my Mr. Sheffield. Like that would be like the perfect, like, you know, couples thing, right? Like the nanny and Mr. Sheffield, and I could drive him crazy all night. Unfortunately, I'm missing my Mr. Sheffield. But yeah, I mean, and then I was thinking about doing like Barbie, because I do have, like, for today, right? I do have a pink cowboy hat. Now, I haven't seen the Barbie movie. I know, like, you know, whatever. But, as you know, so I don't even know. I'm asking my son, well, what did she wear? And he's like, well, she did have this cowboy outfit on. And I'm like, well, I have pink Uggs. I don't know. So it's so funny. I'm trying to think about, like, you know, different aspects of it. But so hard to look for. Yeah. I mean, and the whole thing about dressing up is supposed to be having fun, right? And so we live in a society now where, like, fun is like relative, right? Because we're all monitored as to what we consider fun or funny. Like, even on, you know, us talking right now, there are plenty of people that will listen to this show and probably find us offensive and not funny. And, like, first of all, they're wrong. No, we're funny, damn it. But I mean, offensive, like, we're just, we say the truth, we speak the truth. And for some people, the truth is different than others, right? And so, you know, when you say things like it is, people are either going to take it or, you know, and go with it or not, right? So, which I think was one of the first shows that you and I did together, Danielle. So I don't understand why everybody has to take so offense, you know, offense to everything. But it is what it is. That's a whole other topic. Thank you. I see, John, thank you for tuning in, as well. Thank you guys for tuning in to WTF Let's Talk with Karen and Danielle. We are talking about, do you dress up? And so of course with me, everything is always a double entendre. And so we are talking about Halloween, but another fun part of Halloween is, like what we were saying, was, oh, thank you, DJ Casper. Another thing that we were talking about was dressing up and, you know, the fun in that and the kind of like the alter ego kind of thing. So I posted something from a Halloween that a couple of years back, and I was like, I don't know what, like a dominatrix type of thing. I had like my, like a little short wig on and like this leather outfit and, you know, some crazy boots, and I had a whip in my hand. So like, I don't know.
I did that once. And when I first moved to Florida, and obviously Florida at the time when I first moved here was in the mid to late 90s, they weren't as progressive as they are now. And I did. I dressed up as a dominatrix and I took this guy that I knew and I put him on a leash and I dragged him all over the club with me.
Oh my God, I love it.
Needless to say, everybody was like aghast, but they were like, agung, you know, what the hell? And I did. And he sat there like my little doggy by my feet all night long, and I pet him and I gave him drinks and I gave him.
This is how I know that you and I, this is why you and I are like sisters, because when I had my hair salon, you know, for people that are listening that don't know, you know, like Westchester County, especially like the more affluent areas, you know, they're very like poo-poo and look down their nose at you. And when I had my hair salon, we did a show with Westchester Magazine, another poo-poo magazine thing, and I actually wore my wedding dress, but I wore, because I had a like a masquerade ball, so I wore my wedding dress, and I had one of the guys without a shirt on, and I told him I was gonna put a collar on him and walk him around, and they were like, you can't do that. I'm like, why? Why? So, you know, and it was, you know, like I, you know, I think I behaved, to be honest with you, my memory doesn't serve me well. So I can't, I know I had him with no shirt on for sure. But yes, I, that is, I, you know, again, like anybody listening right now, jump in. You know, alter egos definitely are something that people do on Halloween because it's kind of like, I guess, their inner, you know, voice, if you will, right? So how many women dress
it
up?
It allows you, right? It allows you. Halloween right. is the one time a year that allows you to experiment. So you may have this like crazy wild streak. You may have this, you know, this alter person, this alter ego that unfortunately you're a mom, you work, you do all these things, you know, you can't swing from the chandeliers when you got kids. So you can't do all those things. So
yes, you can. You just have to give them Benadryl. No, I'm only kidding. I'm kidding.
But you know, you can't do all those things. So, you know, Halloween actually allows you, you know, but you have to be ready for it. You know, we as women, we also go into the, like, you want to do it. Oh my God, it sounds so fun. But then you get into, oh, well, I'm older now. And oh, I shouldn't dress like that. And oh, it's not proper. Oh, my body doesn't look good. You know, we go through all these things. Guys don't give a shit. You're half naked. You look great, you know? So, but you know, it's fun. It's fun. You actually get to play. You get to have fun with your partner if you have a partner.
Right. Or, you know, and so, or maybe get yourself a partner.
Oh, get yourself a partner. Right.
Right. So, but you know, and that's right. So that goes, I mean, this can go real deep, right? Because like you just said, women, we're supposed to conduct ourselves a certain way. Right. And so it's not proper, you know, to do certain things. So on Halloween, how many women dress up as a hookah? You know, how many women, like, you know, there are different, costumes and stuff you see, you know, like what other costumes would you say that women dress up as, which might be, you know, catering to their alter ego?
I don't know. You know, the ones that you look at, right? The Playboy bunnies, the prostitutes.
There you go. Right. You there?
My phone's going crazy. Family emergency.
I lost you. Yeah. I lost
my
you.
My phone's going a little wonky. There's something going on. Anyway, so I'm trying to push everybody off.
It's your alter ego. Yeah, so yeah, so that. Like Playboy Bunny, what else?
Right, you said prostitute, right? A devil, right? Because a girl may dress up like a right? devil.
Right. And maybe like a black cat, like a cat suit with a mask.
Cat suit, right? Yes. There's that. You know, you get the sexy nurses. I saw that costume, you know.
That's true.
Yep. Saw that. You know, more and more the costumes are getting smaller and smaller. And and I want to say that it's catering to the women's need to be sexy, but it's more catered to the men looking at these women like they're sexy. You know, we're unfortunately in a place and time where nudity is, I want to say acceptable, but it's not. But, you know, nobody wears clothes anymore. Doesn't matter what size you are. You know,
that's true, which I do appreciate to some degree because it's all about owning it. And so, yeah, it is funny, right? Because it's all like the stigmas and stuff.
My phone's going crazy. As for
what's, you know, like acceptable and what isn't acceptable. And that's the funny thing is that, like, you know, I mean, there are a lot of women that, you know, maybe aren't as comfortable, even let's say dressing up in the bedroom, you know, even though it's behind closed doors, right? And that's supposedly safe, right? Because if you're not, you know, exposing yourself to other people, which doesn't mean you're inappropriate. But sometimes I guess when you know, if you do dress up for Halloween, since you kind of become that alter ego, if you will, or whatever it is, and you're playing a role, it's like different and you may feel more secure doing it that way than you do behind closed doors. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. So like, do you think that women that enjoy dressing up in like those sexy costumes for Halloween are the same women that enjoy dressing up in sexy lingerie for their man?
Repeat.
I said, do you think that the women that are dressing up in these sexy costumes are the same women that are dressing up behind closed doors for their man?
Yeah, in some aspects, yeah. I do, because you know what? If you're comfortable enough dressing up for your man behind closed doors, and then, you know, you're like, okay, well, I'm going to wear this. And you're comfortable in it. You're like, oh, okay. And then some women, it's their one time. They're so busy. Like I said, I go back to, they're so busy being moms, and they're so busy, you know, listen, we're moms, right? We're sexy sometimes. Most times we're in sweatpants and our hair is in a knot. That's as big as sexy as you get. So
you, most men find that to be the sexiest. I got men on here right now. I'm sure you wouldn't throw somebody out if they're dressed in lingerie, but most men, and give me some feedback right now, you guys, most men find women that are in sweatpants with their hair up in a knot to be sexier than the ones that are wearing the other stuff. But go ahead, not to interrupt you, but
I get it, because I have to tell you, there have been times I'm dressed to the nines and they're like, oh, okay. And then there are times I'm out there looking like who did me and ran five times. And I'm like, guys are like, oh, hey, wow, you look beautiful today. And I'm like, what? Okay. You know, but that's for a different time.
Well, that's because somebody did you.
Five times. Fucking ran me over too. And, but yeah, so that's their one time, like, to really, like, oh my God, like, we're getting dressed, like, we're going out. Like, I go out with my husband on the weekend, so I get dressed all the time. So, but I needed that because, you know, you start, as a woman, we start to feel like we lose our sexy. Like, we start to not feel like, you know, we're not that girl that you used to chase around. Like, we were beautiful when we were younger. And guys always have that impression of you in their heads. Like,
no, your phone is going out, mama. We can't hear you. Uh-oh. We've lost Danielle.
You haven't lost? Go the hell away. Yeah. Sorry, guys. I just got a lot of stuff going on right now. Anyway, so yes, I get dressed and I go out. But I needed that because I felt like I was losing myself as a woman. So my husband lets me get dressed and I put on all the sexy things and we go out, you know? But, you know, women need to see that. They need their, they need to have that minute where they get dressed up and their husband looks at them and goes, huh. So that we still feel like we got it, you know? Like, I still got it, you know?
Yeah. And you know what? But that goes to, I think that goes both ways though. I mean, men, let's not leave men out of the mix, because men want to be sexy and they want to feel wanted too, you know? And a lot of times the emphasis is always on, you know, the woman. And I know, like, you know, I know, you know, a guy that would always say, well, you're the star of the show. Cause it's like, oh, well, I want you to wear this. I'm like, okay, what are you wearing? And it's like, you're the star of the show. Okay, that's great. But like, you know, maybe I want a little something, you know, to look at too, you know? And so I think a lot of times men, because women are supposed to be the main attraction, right? If you will, you know, sometimes we lose the men in the process. And I will tell all of you men out there right now that I love and enjoy nothing more than looking at a hot man with a hot bod and dressed to the freaking nines. So don't ever think that you fall short and that no one's paying attention, because if I'm around, I'm definitely paying attention. Yes, let's see what
right.
The...
You're right. Listen, and I get it. But, you know, of course, in today, and no offense to you guys, in today's society, the stigmas for women to look better at an older age, you know, men, you guys are the providers. You guys you take care of the home. You make sure financially the women are good and stuff like that. But a guy at 50, even if he lets himself go a little bit, whatever, nobody's going to say anything. A woman, look. We talk about this. Women years ago in their 50s, they were older, they were gray haired. They were this. Women in their 50s now, they do not look like that. And people, right. I'm 54, and people turning 54. People look, yep, like, wow, Saturday. You look so good. You look so good for your age. And I'm like, right. What the hell does that
is that mean? A compliment? Well, that's, and I posted that a couple of weeks ago, right? Like, you know, is that a compliment? You look so good for your age. How about right. Leave out your age?
Right. But you, what we feel,
you look
we
good.
Feel, right. You know, you guys come home after a long day of work. You want to like sit down on the couch. Not that many of your wives let you do that, but you want to sit down on the couch. You want to like, you know, relax, you know, eat, whatever, just kind of settle in after a hard day's work. You know, women, we have to look the part. Like, you're like, oh my God, if we let ourselves go, they go, oh my God, look at her. She let herself go. She looks terrible. You know? And then if a guy lets himself go, women go, oh my God, his wife's working him so hard. He works so hard. He's this, he's that. And there it's such a stigma. It's terrible. But yes, men, you know, listen, there's nothing sexier than a guy that takes care of himself. He takes good care of his wife. You know, he works hard. Listen, fixing things around the house, it's kind of sexy too. Go ahead, paint those walls. I'm all about it.
Yeah, so- especially if you're especially if you're doing it in boxers and no shirt on. Just saying.
I'm all about it. So, you know.
Just saying.
There's different levels of sexy for guys.
Women, absolutely.
It's physical. It's all physical and it's all first impression with women. It doesn't matter if she's a good wife, if she's a good homemaker, if she's a good this, she's a good that. No, it's what people first see. Guys, different levels. Like, oh, he's a good provider. Oh, you know, look, he takes care of the house. Oh, he's handy. Oh, you know, it doesn't help that you're not bad on the eyes. You know, things like that. So just crazy. But so, yeah, men don't have to put on, they don't have to do the whole dress up. But I was sitting here saying that, seeing that DJ Casper said he saw a lot of ass cheeks out this weekend.
Yes, I was going to address that.
My wife were amazed, me personally, rather than the ladies in the street. Okay, yeah. I agree with that. I don't know why there has to be so much advertisement these days on.
Well, that's why the name of this show is WTF Let's Talk, because. You know, there is just so many things that make you WTF. So thank you guys for tuning in to WTF Let's Talk with Karen and Danielle. And this is the Halloween. Well, happy Halloween to everybody. And we are talking today about, do you get dressed up? And obviously, there's a lot to discuss on that. So if you are listening, please hit the like button. Make sure you're following the show. If you're catching this on the replay, you can always add a comment. I will see it. Feel free to send. Thank you. I love that. So I'm going to look at some of the comments here. D, Hollywood media convince people, men too. It's okay to be trashy. Let me see. I am a man and feel sorry for women who try too hard. No makeup is best. So I'm just gonna like, you know, respond to that for a second. Just because a woman wears makeup doesn't mean she's trying too hard. I get what you're saying. You know, most men like it simple. But you know, some people, yes, they are trying, but even so, if you're doing it to make yourself feel better, that's what counts. Let's see. I've seen you both dressed up in sweats and dresses and both ways. Well, wow. Oh, thank you. So yeah, a lot of ass cheeks on Saturday. Me and my wife were amazed. Me personally, rather have a lady in the streets and a freak in the bed. My wife feels that she doesn't have to dress like that in public. So, you know, just to respond to that, you know, no judgment. I get it. And on Halloween or whatever, and sometimes people want to dress that way. Listen, to each his own. Some people enjoy dressing that way. Some people don't enjoy looking at that. But, you know, this is, again, there's a lot of, let's call it, competition out there, and people feel the need to dress a certain way. I'm a sexy Winnie the Pooh. I don't want to date a hooker. But, oh, okay.
Me either. But anyway, no, but I, but you know, look at today's society and look at these women and look at the role models they have, right? So I have a stepchild and she's in her 20s and she's had body enhancements done. She's beautiful, but there's so much going on nowadays is these women you can't find a real person in a real body anywhere anymore, because everybody's having all kinds of work done to try to enhance themselves to yep. be sexual and visibly pleasing to, for what, you know?
Oh, well, and it's like a cartoon, but it's, you know, it's almost a cartoon. It's funny because somebody I know on social media, you know, who's had a ton of, you know, things done, it posted something like, imagine if, you know, we were cartoons, and I held back from saying like, you know,
good job.
I think that's what you're trying that. I mean, job, to me, Karen. Thank you. You know, to me, that's what you're trying to accomplish, because this is what happens. If you look at people, they are starting to look more like cartoons. Now, don't get me wrong. Jessica Rabbit is hot as shit, but you're not going to accomplish that with, you know, if you have, you know, ribs, you know? So I you're absolutely right. And I guess Halloween brings out you know, all of those things as well, right? Because again, they're trying to dress up as the things that maybe they're assimilating.
Right.
Yeah. I was going to say, did I lose you?
No, I'm of course, like I have six sisters, everybody. And, you know, when there's a family emergency, a catastrophe, my phone goes absolutely crazy. And this morning just happens to be one of those mornings. So please, if you lose me, it's, I think my sister Lisa's called me, my sister Gigi's called me, my sister Del's called me, my sister Natalie's called me. I think everybody has called me today while I'm talking to you guys. So I'm coming back to you. I promise. Just got to send them off to voicemail land. Sorry.
Yes, it's challenging because people, you know, especially when, you know, people don't know what time it is and things are going on, they don't realize that they're calling at an inopportune moment. I told you, it's just like nobody calls me or texts me except when I'm driving to get my son from school or when I'm coming home with my son in the car. It's just a given that's what happens. But I would say, and you know what? My guys did not respond, right? Didn't I ask what question did I ask that they didn't respond to me, Danielle? My brain is, you know, I forget things. If they like when women, you know, dress sexy or whatever. So I guess DJ Casper had said that, you know, maybe, you know, that less cheek is better in public.
Correct. Less cheek is better in public. I agree with you there. I have seen some things. I live in Florida, right? So I see a lot more than you guys do because I see it all year round. There have been things that have put me on pause. And I go, what the hell is happening? You know, and I worry, and I worry about my kids. I have 12-year-old twins, girls, and they see this, and they're like, Mom, I will knock the living hell out of you. Do you understand? And they, you know, they tell me I'm old. I have an old mentality. It's fine. I'm good with it. You know, and eventually they'll learn to respect themselves. But you know, they came home. Okay, I'll give you an example. They came home. Kim Kardashian just came out with this new bra that has nipples, right? So that the girls can wear it, so they look like they're cold all the time.
Oh my.
When did this become acceptable for girls to walk around like they got, excuse me, erect nipples all day long? Yes, I understand you guys probably will think that's amazing. But as a woman and a mom, that's disgusting. And, you know, you have these what so-called role models, these social influencers who keep doing these things that are making kids think it's sociably acceptable. And all it is degrading, you know, and further dragging these girls down to a level that their men are going to have no respect for them. They have no respect for themselves, but they think it's okay to wear.
Like, that's a great Halloween costume. I would wear that. I would wear that bra with nipples, and I would get, like, I don't know, two pillows and shove them in my ass. And, you know, and again, this is what people are, you know, looking. This is like the standard now, right? So we should walk around now. I don't know about you, but I mean, we would get, like, there are things that you can put over your nipples so that they don't stand erect like that. Because if they stand erect like that from when we were younger, people would be like, oh, you're excited, or you must be cold. And you would be mortified that your nipples were doing something that they weren't supposed to do in that, you know, in that forum. And so it's crazy. So now, you know, we need, you know, erect nipples and, you know, like asses that, you know, go two stores back.
DJ Casper just said, he goes in the fake ass padding, right?
Yeah.
Remember years ago when we were all young and the only thing you guys had to worry about was whether a girl could put socks in her bra. Now you don't know what the hell you're getting.
Right. Or the box of tissues.
Or the box of tissues. That's right. You got a runny nose? I got something for you.
Yeah, wait, give me a second. I got you. Well, let's see. So we got dressing sexy is not a problem in my world. And so the only thing I would say to that, and I agreed, right? So everybody is different. And
but
some people, I mean,
sexy to some people.
Correct. And so that is definitely an issue. What constitutes sexy? Because to some people, so I think that there's a fine line between sexy and slutty, right? So yes. I think that everybody's line is different. Some people's sexy line is different than some people's slutty line. And I guess that that's where the fun is in Halloween. Because if a woman pushes that and goes to the slutty line, you can get away with it because it's Halloween. And it's a costume. And you're just wearing the costume. So, you know, I think that everybody needs to stop being so stuck in, you know, caught up in the freaking what's acceptable, what's not acceptable. I always just say be you, and what you find sexy and slutty may be different than what someone else finds sexy and slutty. So, you know, on Halloween, if you want to let your inner slut out, then go for it. And if you feel that, you know, sexy looks a certain way and slutty isn't part of that, then that's okay too. You know, I mean, but I think that people just have to lighten up and let's have fun. I mean, I'm telling you, when I dressed up and I did that, you know, dominatrix thing and I had the whip, I was like, turn around and let me whip your ass. Like I was all about whacking that thing. And people were like, would you be careful with that thing? And I'm like, get out of the way. Cause you know, I'm going to smack you. And, you know,
it's empowering. Fun. Yes, it's very empowering.
It is. It's fun. I mean, you know, I feel like a little less than now because I didn't, you know, I should have had somebody that I could, you know, walk around on a leash. I think maybe I'm going to shoot for that, you know, for my next.
you totally should. It was awesome. But, yeah, you should. You know, but, you know, it takes a special kind of guy, too. He was just like, I got you, Danielle. Let's go. And that's it. I put his ass on a leash, and I dragged him everywhere, and I just made Axel sit. And he would sit there, and he just pet my boot all night long. He was such a good boy.
Nice.
And, yeah, and he was such a good boy. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Right. And so that's a whole other thing. Like I watch these, you know, shows and I actually have a friend of mine that, you know, kind of, you know, was into, well, did, you know, a dominatrix and she was a, you know, the mistress and all that. And she's like, I can teach you, you know, that, and we can do like events and stuff. And I was like, okay, let me think about that, you know, and it is crazy that there are a lot of, you know, people that do enjoy, you know, being abused like that. But like you said, it's a special kind of person. And sometimes that's fun to do when you're role playing. So I guess that's the whole thing. If you're lucky enough to find somebody that likes to role play and that will role play with you, and that's something that you enjoy doing, then, you know, like you hit the jackpot.
I know, but you know, yeah, you have to find somebody that likes to do it though, because not everybody has a creative mind. Some people get a little like nervous. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to say. And it role playing takes work. I mean, it's not just something that you just fall into like, okay, like I'm going to be, I don't know.
Right.
You know, I'm going to be the teacher, you're going to be the student or what, you know, whatever. People, you know, you, you, if you're not comfortable with the person. I think more people can probably do it if they're not really. I'm trying to figure out the best way. As strangers, I mean, if you grab some guy, I'm like, listen, I'm going to be a naughty. You're going to be a naughty student. I'm going to be a teacher. I got this, right? But I don't know. I look at my relationship. I don't think that my husband would even go for any of that. I think he looks at me
No.
like I'm out of my mind. No, not
No.
him. He's definitely not doing anything. He
No.
look at me like,
No.
yeah, really? We're doing this?
No.
Like, yeah, I'm tired.
Right.
He's not going to want to do any of
No.
that.
Well, you know what? He would, but he wouldn't do it in a in not in that way, because that would be, emasculating to him. He's too old school to be comfortable in a situation like that. But
Right.
I would say, if he was the teacher and you were the student, that, you might have more, you have might have more luck with. So we got a comment that says role playing can be fun. And again, you're right. I think it has to do with comfortability, because even just anything, communication and having that kind of a connection with somebody, sometimes you feel, I mean, think about it. You go out on a date, sometimes we feel uncomfortable eating in front of another person, never mind role playing, right? Like, so,
Right.
how many women would be like, I'm gonna eat before I go out? But why? You're going out to eat. I know, but I don't want to eat in front of him. Like,
Or I don't want
okay,
to eat a
but.
lot. I don't want to eat a lot in front of him,
Or I
yeah.
mean, or however, like I'm the type of person, like, I don't have the best, I mean, I have etiquette, but like, I'll grab something with my fingers, like, I get into my things, and sometimes some people, that's like, oh my God, what are you doing? So again, I think that that's the same thing when it comes to role playing, right? No one wants rejection. So it's very difficult, when you're involved with someone and they're not they won't reciprocate in that respect, right? So like, if you want to go out with your significant other and you're dressed a certain way and they're completely not, I mean, it's like overdressing, right? Like, if you're going out, like if we go out now, and I'm like, all right, what are you? We're everybody, okay, what are you wearing? And you're like, I'm wearing jeans and a shirt. I'm like, oh crap, I was wearing a dress or whatever. All right, let me change, because you don't want to wear a dress if someone else is wearing jeans, maybe. You know what I mean? So it's kind of the same thing with role play and all of that. Like, I'm not going to go ahead and I'm not going to be the teacher if you're not going to be the student, right?
Right.
Because if you're
That's
not going to
true.
work and play well with others, then what's the point? It is what it is. But I think that we should all just learn how to have fun. Or let me not say learn, maybe remember how to have fun, because
Fine.
as we get older, we lose all those things. And yes, the kids, are it's all about the kids at some point. But I think that at some point, especially as parents, as an adult, as adults, we go through these phases, right? So then once your kids get a little bit older and they're out of that, maybe you get more into it, or sometimes you need to get into it so your children may get into it too. I mean, how many families do you see that they all get dressed up? You used to do that when the kids were younger.
Yes.
And so some people really do get into it. And I think it's all about just having fun, and everybody has fun differently. Some people have fun going out to dinner. Some people have fun going out to bars. Some people have fun going out to clubs. I mean, it's, just what works for you, right? I mean, and so dress up and be who and what you want to be, and don't worry about what other people think. And if you are, then bring a whip with you, like I did, and just,
Ah.
smack them.
There you
Smack
go.
them if they don't like it.
Listen, just spank them into submission.
There you go.
Yep, right.
There you go.
There you
Shut
go.
your mouth.
That's right. You do what I tell you to do. But
Shut your mouth. Keep
yeah, I think
it
so. There you go.
moving. So I hope, I don't know, whoever is listening right now, are you guys dressing up for Halloween? Yay or nay? Because we got a few people that are listening. And thank you guys for those of you that have tuned in that are listening. We see you there. We appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in to WTF. Let's talk with Karen and Danielle. It is, oh, we're getting some likes here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Don't forget to hit that follow button. You know, remember, you can catch this on the replay anytime, and I can also see the comments after that as well. And I know some of you are working and you got to catch it on the replay, and it's all good. So some of you not dressing up. All right. It's okay. I mean, but there were a lot of parties that already happened, I guess, for the adults, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of like, I think Saturday night was like a big thing, which also it was a full moon, like a crazy full moon, the Hunter's full moon on Saturday, very powerful full moon. So must have been a fun night. I went out during the day because here in New York, it was like 80 degrees and I would much rather be out on the water enjoying, you know, life. You know, and I'm saving it up because once Danielle comes into New York, I don't sleep for 3 days. So,
yes. Then she rests for like 4 months until I come back and we do it all over again.
Yes. No doubt about
that. On her toes for 3 days, three solid days.
No doubt about that. Or in my heels.
That's right. And she's like, oh my God, I haven't worn shoes since the last time you were here. All right, well, bust them out, dust them off. We're going out. Let's go.
Unbelievable. Yes, and for those of you that want to participate, don't forget 11-11, 8 p.m. at Fire and Oak in Croton. If you need more info, hit me up. But it's all over my social media feeds. Of course, just search Real Talk with Karen Stacey or Real Talk Karen Stacey. You'll find everything, again, 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. because we're old and no one lasts past like one. You know,
I don't know what you're talking about.
They have, well, you know what I mean. But they have, but you're getting on a plane the next morning. So you're like, I can't stay out too late. You know, Danielle comes in, she comes in and flies out. And it's just like, she goes nonstop from the minute the plane lands to the minute it takes off again.
Yes. And I hit the plane very tired and it takes me days to recover, but I do it here in Florida. And I go, oh my God, yes. That was exhausting, but it was fun.
Yes. So 11-11, Fire and Oak, 8 p.m. We have old school music because we're old. And we have I have DJ Mayday, and then I have a guest DJ doing a birthday set. We're gonna have a lot of fun, so you don't want to miss it. And this way, you can meet both of us for those of you that have not. And I do want to say happy birthday to Danielle because her actual birthday is Saturday, correct?
Sunday, the 5th.
Mm-hmm. Sunday. I'm sorry, I don't know what day it is. Yes. Okay, so, but she's going out Saturday night. So Sunday, we're wishing Danielle a very happy birthday. I hope those of you that are in the New York area can come and party with us. And I hope everybody has a safe and happy Halloween.
Halloween, yes.
Get dressed up. Go have fun. Enjoy the day. Everybody can be a kid for 20 minutes. Or you can be a bad boy or a bad girl.
And scare the children around the neighborhood. It's okay. Today we get away with
that. That too. Or you can be a hooker. Or you could be a hooker, a playboy, bunny, whatever. You know, it is. Or, you know, or like, or a sub and a dom. However you want to put it together. Just go have fun. Don't worry about what nobody else thinks. Because guess what? People are going to think what they're going to think. Anyway, so it is what it is. You know, I always say, you know, tomorrow wasn't promised. Don't be an asshole today. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. We're going to sign off a little bit early. I know Danielle has a lot going on her end. And for those of us that have to get this Halloween thing going, happy Halloween and dress up, have fun. Don't dress up. Don't have fun. Whatever the case. But we will see you next Tuesday at 11 a.m. and we will remind you again about our party on the 11th. Mm-hmm. And happy birthday to Danielle on Sunday.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Danielle. I hope you guys have a fun day today and the kids enjoy. And we love you. Thank you all for tuning in. And we will see you next week.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.